This is the Rise Higher Podcast intro episode. Hey guys, this is Stephanie Kwong, your host of the Rise Higher Podcast. And today is unlike what you'll usually be getting when you subscribe to the podcast. Today is an intro episode. I'm going to share how this podcast was inspired, what it's all about, and I'm going to leave you with an idea of what to expect. So to give you a little intro of me first, I'm a rapid transformational coach, a clinical hypnotherapist, and a self-love catalyst. I've worked one-on-one with hundreds of people and with thousands online around the world through my online programs. I'm crazy passionate about supporting people to love themselves and to own their personal power so they can unleash their greatness, live their best lives, and turn their dreams into reality. I've done that over the years through developing proven, evidence-based processes to help reprogram the subconscious mind to heal the past, release limiting belief systems, and instill new empowering beliefs and habits. It's one of my favorite things to work with the subconscious through hypnosis and other reprogramming methods. Now, I've also coached at 2 addiction recovery centers and at a residential women's treatment center that treated a variety of mental health disorders and addictions. I have a lot of intentions for this podcast, and one of them is to raise awareness and decrease the stigma around mental illness. And through different episodes, I'll be supporting people with mental illness in living an empowered life and to seek the help that they need. In episode 5, I actually share about a car accident that I had earlier this year that created PTSD, and for a couple of months, I dealt with some serious mental health issues. And I'm grateful that I was able to overcome that, and I want others to know that they have the support too. So, how did this podcast come to be? Well, it was inspired last year by an amazing soul, Katrina Scott of Tone It Up. Last year, I did a launch for a program in my business, and it fell flat, like zero, nada, zilch. I mean, I had worked my butt off for months creating it. And as always, when I create something, my intention is to give massive value. So that's what I did. I prepped for months, and then I poured my heart into serving and contributing in a massive way for 5 full days to over 800 people online. But in the end of the launch, what I had intended as the result didn't even come close. And I'd been working hard on different launch methods over the years. And, you know, after that experience, I felt totally defeated. And I went into a negative spiral in my mind, thinking, I'm not meant to do this. I'm not good enough. Other people are better than me and they get the results. You know, they're meant to teach this transformational work, not me. I suck. Everyone wants my free stuff, but they don't find value in my paid programs. I should just quit. And on it went in my head. And the worst part is that I listened to those crazy thoughts and believed them. Now, I'm pretty good at being able to shift myself quickly into a more empowering perspective. But this time, I just couldn't. I wanted to give up. And this was a hard one for me to shift, because in the past, I had attached my self-worth to my results. And because I didn't get the result I wanted, well, it triggered this old feeling of not being good enough and feeling worthless. Even though deep down, I know that's not true, but in that moment, that's how I felt. Well, as divine intervention would have it, I love the divine, I was actually staying at one of my besties' house when this happened. Jenna is a celebrity makeup artist, and she texted me when I was in the downward mental spiral, and she told me that her friends and clients, Katrina and Karina, were coming to the house in the morning for a shoot. Karina and Katrina have hearts of gold, and they've built a mega health, fitness, and lifestyle brand called Tone It Up that serves hundreds of thousands of women around the world. And at one point during the day, Katrina and I were talking, and she shared that they get rejected all the time. I was so confused when she said that. I looked at her and I was like, what? You guys get rejected? And Kat said, yeah, we get rejected all the time. And the reason why we have what we have is we keep creating in the face of the rejection. I was totally floored. I mean, I had built her up so much in my mind, maybe even a little pedestal status. And I would have never thought they experience a lot of rejection. I mean, if you check them out, Katrina and Karina are freaking stunningly gorgeous. They've had their own TV show. They're on the cover of a ton of magazines and on morning talk shows. They have an amazing global brand. They create incredible products. And well, if you look at their Instagram, it all looks pretty perfect. Now, I know that Instagram is everyone's highlight reel, but I believe theirs. And so I asked Kat if they shared what she just shared with me on their social media and with their community, because I know this would be so valuable for all the women they serve to know that things aren't always perfect and that they have struggles and the power it would have for them to share authentically and vulnerably. She said they didn't, and that, yeah, things aren't always perfect. Kat then dropped even deeper in and shared even more vulnerably about another challenge she has with running her business, which I'll save for you to listen to on her episode, so make sure you tune into that. Now, as Kat was sharing so authentically and vulnerably, something shifted inside of me, and the self-doubt and the self-beat-up lifted. It literally felt like a weight lifted. And the highlight reel that I'd been staring at turned into an authentic one, and I was so grateful. And in that moment, I stopped feeling so alone in my feelings when I heard her challenges. And as I learned about how she chooses to rise higher and how she's able to keep it moving, it gave me the inspiration to do the same. So after we talked, I went to the bathroom, and as I was sitting there on the toilet, all these divine downloads of inspiration and what I get to create flowed into my brain. And one of the many inspirational downloads was this podcast. I was told to share unfiltered stories and practical tools from inspiring and accomplished people of how they overcome their challenges and setbacks for others to learn and benefit from. And so this is what the Rise Higher podcast is all about. Each week, I'm going to bring you an inspiring and an accomplished guest with an empowering message to help you rise higher to the next level, no matter where you are, to help you live your best life. I dig in with each guest to share their times of struggle and setback and what specific mindsets, tools, practices, or habits they use to overcome and keep moving forward. And this show is to remind you that you are not alone and that there's always a pathway up. And even if you're in a great place, how to go even higher. Now, I know so many of us compare and suffer in silence. And when we share authentically and vulnerably, we take off the masks and it deeply connects us. And we realize that we're all way more similar than we are different. However, the difference is what we do in the face of the challenge or the struggle or the plateau. You know, you can choose to stay right where you are, or you can choose to keep rising and elevating. We all have that choice. And through this podcast, you're going to get a ton of different mindsets, practices, wisdom, and tools to support you in rising up. Now, you're going to hear from these inspiring people to gain new possibilities for yourself, which was what happened for me with Kat. So after my conversation with her, I shifted out of the dark and back into the light. And a new strategy came into my mind. I went home, I worked it, and I'm happy to say I turned that launch completely around and ended up close to the result I had envisioned. Let's face it, guys, life ain't easy. Sometimes we hit a hard moment and we need a shot of good juju from someone else to share their journey or process to empower us and to help us to keep moving forward. And I was so grateful for my shot from Kat, and my intention is for you to get yours if you need it from this podcast. And if you're someone who wants to live into your greatness, you know, as you stretch out of your comfort zone in your life, sometimes those negative voices get louder and fear kicks in harder. And as Zig Ziglar said, fear has two meanings: forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And our struggles and our fears are a call for us to rise above fear, above the hard moments, above the past, above self-imposed limitations, above the conditions of our culture, etc., And this is when the practice truly begins. This is where we dig deeper within ourselves so we can rise higher and higher. And the beautiful thing is, you're not alone. Through this podcast, we'll rise higher together. Now, to make sure you don't miss an episode, head on over to iTunes and click subscribe. This podcast is actually going to be on video too. So you can download the episodes on iTunes or you can watch them on my YouTube channel. Also, go to stephaniekwong.com and sign up for the weekly love, inspiration, and other awesome things that I'll be sending your way. And one other thing as a heads up, this podcast is also about giving back. So I'm going to be creating content for at-risk youth kids, starting with having each guest on the show add a short video with empowering tips or wisdom to be shared with these kids. And you're going to have access to them too through my Instagram at I am Stephanie Kwong. Now the first one is already up from our guests, so go check it out. I've got amazing guests lined up for you each week. And coming soon, I'm going to be doing Steph's Saturday Soul Sessions, where I share something to inspire, empower, and touch your soul. Now, I also want this podcast to be one of collective wisdom, where we can all learn from each other and grow together. So, if you have a powerful mindset, a tool, a practice, or a habit that has supported you, please share it with me so I can include you in my Soul Session episodes. Now, as I said earlier, when I create something, my intention is to give massive value. So that's what I've got for you. Oh, and one last bit I wanted to share. So, as I mentioned, I'm filming this podcast too. Well, when I was prepping to start filming, I scheduled 3 shoot dates in a row on a Saturday with my videographer. And the first date that I had set, my guest canceled and some other things came up, so we chose not to shoot that day and instead start the following Saturday. Well, that morning of our first shoot, after I got ready, I checked my Facebook, and you know how Facebook pops up memories in your feed every now and then? Well, one popped up that said, "We thought you'd like this memory." And it was a picture of Kat on the day we talked when this podcast idea was inspired within me. Crazy, right? I didn't even remember the date last year when we talked, and here I was starting to shoot this podcast on the exact day that happened a year later. I love little signs from God and the universe to let you know you're on the right path, and I'm trusting that this podcast is truly from the divine, downloaded into me so I can give it to you. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm grateful to be on this journey with you. When you're ready, go check out episode number 1. It's all loaded up for you on iTunes. Okay. Until next time, I'm sending you so much love.